T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
For years, it's been an accepted fact that the higher your level of education, typically you are going to have better cardiovascular health than someone who does not have as much education. However, new research is suggesting that more education may not necessarily benefit those in non-white racial and ethnic groups. And here to talk to us about her research and where exactly we go with this information is Dr. Amber Johnson, a cardiologist at UPMC. She joins us in the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Dr. Johnson, thank you very much for being on KDKA.
Thank you so much for having me.
So you grew up here. You're from Monroeville. You went to Pitt, went away for med school and your residency, but you had a chance to come back here and continue to study these sorts of things. When did you realize that you wanted to not only be a clinician, but you also wanted to do research?
I realized that I wanted to do research when I was in residency. So after you finish your medical training and medical school, you then go on to residency so you can get some more training in the hospital, hands-on clinical care. And it was at that stage that I realized I had a lot of questions as to why certain groups of people have different outcomes and what are some ways that we can improve outcomes for all of our patients. And I figured the best way to do that was to do the research, to do that hands-on clinical research so I can figure out better outcomes for my patients.
So the research that we're talking about has recently been put out in the Journal of American Heart Association, and that study comes from the UPMC Heart and Vascular Institute and University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine. Dr. Johnson and her colleagues looking at more than 8,000 participants. They not only asked them to do a questionnaire, but also a medical exam. These are people 25 and older, and they are not people who had a history of cardiovascular disease. What did you ask them? What were you trying to determine as part of your research?
Well, we use a data set that already exists. It's called NHANES, which stands for the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey. So these are surveys that were conducted by the CDC over the course of a couple decades, and these data ask a lot of different things from a nationally representative sample. They ask about lifestyle, they ask about different diseases, and they check blood work. There's a lot of different things that get captured by the NHANES data. So we used that existing database to ask some questions of the sample. We wanted to use NHANES because it's nationally representative and it has a good amount of diversity with participants who self-identify as white, Hispanic, Asian, as well as African American. So we figured it would be a good sample to start with.
What did you find? Did you find differences between the races in terms of education correlation to cardiovascular health?
We did. So some of the things we found weren't really surprising. You know, as you stated, it's been shown before that educational attainment, so whether or not you graduated from college, for example, is associated with health outcomes. And we found that here, that those who have, and it's kind of what we call a dose-response relationship, meaning a little bit of education is good, but a lot leads to an even better response.
Significantly better, right?
Yeah, and so that's what we found here, is that with increasing level of education, you were more likely to have a heart-healthy lifestyle. We also found that relationship with race, and that's been shown before too, that we know that white Americans tend to have better outcomes when it comes to cardiovascular disease, but those who are Hispanic or Asian or Black sometimes have lower health outcomes as compared to white Americans. And we found that. But the interesting thing that we found is when we look at those relationships together, when we do what's called an interaction between race and education, basically if you can turn those things into numbers and then multiply them, that's the interaction term. What we found is that race and education have an interaction, and that for white Americans, the higher level of education led to a fourfold increase in cardiovascular health. But for Hispanic Americans, it was only a threefold, and for Black Americans, it was only twofold. So you're not getting as much benefit for those higher levels of education.
The million-dollar question is why? Why not?
Well, that's a great question. In our analysis, we adjusted for a couple other things. So the one thing that might seem obvious is, well, maybe if you have higher education, you have a better paying job. So we adjusted for income. And despite that adjustment, that relationship still held, whether they had insurance or not, a place to see their doctor or not. None of those things really explain the difference. And so what we tried to get to is finding those relationships. The next step is going to be figuring out what's the mechanism. Why do those relationships exist? There's been some other studies in different groups from not so much with relationship to cardiovascular disease, but there's been some concern that perhaps barriers to care exist, things like structural racism, things like not having access to the same level of care across the board. Those things are really important and need to be further studied.
Dr. Amber Johnson joining us, cardiologist at UPMC, about the work that she has done having to do with the relationship between education and cardiovascular health. Can you look at diet with something like this? I mean, I realize the questionnaire was done for other things. Are you able to look at that? Is that a different? I mean, is the diet of one race different than another, and could that be contributing?
Yeah, so that's a great question. And actually, so I didn't explain this before, but the way that we measured cardiovascular health is with this measure, the score called Life Simple 7. And it was developed by the American Heart Association, of which I am a member. And it lumps together these seven things from life.
So just risk factors, right? I mean, isn't that what it's looking at?
Yeah, so it does look at diet. It looks at smoking. It looks at your body mass index or your weight, whether or not you're obese, your blood pressure, your cholesterol. All of these things get lumped into this Life Simple 7. And we were able to look at each of those individual markers by race. And there are some differences, and also by education as well. So there are some differences, you know, culturally speaking, perhaps certain groups, certain ethnicities, cultures may not adhere to those same healthy lifestyles compared with other cultural groups.
Right.
But even when we parse it out by those individual measures, that doesn't really explain the whole picture.
Yeah, this is just an absolutely incredible amount of work that you have already gone into, and I think that it will give a lot of people some reason to pause and to think and to look into answering the why not questions as we move forward. Dr. Johnson, thank you for sharing your research with us. We very much appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
Amber Johnson joining us, cardiologist at UPMC, talking about a publication that has just come out in the Journal of the American Heart Association. Really important work talking about correlation between education level, cardiovascular health, and race.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.